CAL FIRE Press Information Officer Paul Savona confirmed the Pequon fire is fully controlled and should be 100% contained today, July 19th, at a total of 3¼ acres. Crews have been cooling hotspots and ensuring containment for a couple days. Last night, a fast-moving vegetation fire started at Mad River Beach County Park. The cause is under investigation, however. Illegal fireworks were seen in the area. Arcata Fire Chief Justin McDonald shared details.
Yeah, shortly after 9:30 last night, we got a report of a possible vegetation fire out at the Mad River Beach, where the boat launch is on the county park area. As our units started to respond out, dispatch advised that they were getting multiple calls. So that's a clue that it's not just a bonfire out there, that it might actually be something. And once everybody got on the road, they could see a large glow and a big column of smoke coming out there. While we were en route, we noticed illegal fireworks being launched in the area, the ones that shoot up in the air. So we notified the sheriff to also respond out. When we got out there about 9:50, we didn't really have eyes on the fire, but we had a chief officer kind of up on the hill looking at it from School Road in McKinleyville, estimated at about 1 to 3 acres. It took quite a while to get out there. The fire was actually multiple spots. There was about 150-foot long by 50-foot spot fire. That was the closest, and that was about 2,000 feet away from the parking lot. So crews had to make access on foot, dragging the hose out there. And then the larger main fire was probably another 500 to 1,000 feet beyond that.
Shifting winds spread the flames from an estimated 1 to 3 acres when crews first arrived to an estimated 15 acres by the time the wildfire was contained.
Altogether, it was a pretty significant fire for, I think, our district for sure, and quite honestly for the county and at the beach. That's 15 acres is a pretty good burn. So we had crews out there last night till 4 o'clock, and I think all in all, they probably had about 5,000 feet of hose line on the ground to control it and used about 4,000 gallons of water. It was interesting in the evening how the wind shifts. While we were responding out, the smoke was actually blowing due south, which was good. It was kind of pushing the fire towards the parking lot where we were. However, as soon as the sun went down, the wind shifted and blew to the north, which is not so good because that meant the active fire front was burning north, and just, you know, kind of kept outpacing us. So as we worked our way out, extinguishing these spot fires on our way until we could get to the main fire, it was growing.
Forward progress was stopped at 1:50 a.m., and the fire was contained by 3:30 a.m. Friday morning. No structures were threatened. Arcata Fire received support from many other local departments and CAL FIRE.
We had assistance last night. All three of our fire engines and were out there. Fire agencies that were on scene besides us, Humboldt Bay Fire sent one engine. Blue Lake Fire sent a water tender. CAL FIRE sent two engines, a battalion chief, and a bulldozer. And then we were also working in conjunctions with County Parks and the Sheriff's Office. And then, because we always are prepared for the next thing, Samoa and Fieldbrook Fire were actually covering our stations all night until about 5 o'clock.
Although part of Mad River Beach still smolders, there will be no need to report smoke or fire. Mad River Road will be impacted by fire engine traffic for the next few days, and Arcata Fire requests the public avoid the area if possible.
Two of our on-duty engines are out there, and Blue Lake Fire is assisting. So today we can see where the smokes are still lingering, so we'll have crews out there probably every day for the next 3 or 4 days, just making sure that the hot spots are getting put out.
Arcata Fire Chief Justin McDonald emphasized that igniting illegal fireworks can cause wildfires and offered the public some words of caution.
I would start with don't be using illegal fireworks. We've, you know, just before the 4th, we start chasing these fireworks that shoot through the air and then drop hot embers in the dry grass. And, you know, so we've been chasing these fires on and off. And for those that live in the more rural areas, you know, adequate fuel break around your house and keep your vegetation cleaned up, and that'll give us a fighting chance to make sure that the fire doesn't get to your house.
Across the Emerald Triangle, burn permits are being suspended in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties beginning Monday, July 22nd. After another wet winter and above-average snowpack, warming temperatures and winds are quickly drying out the abundant annual grass crop. The increasing fire danger posed by the high volume of dead grass and hotter, drier conditions in the region is prompting CAL FIRE to suspend all burn permits for outdoor residential burning within the state responsibility area of Humboldt, Del Norte, and Western Trinity counties. The suspension takes place Monday, July 22nd, and bans all residential outdoor burning of landscape debris, such as branches and leaves. Since January 1st, 2019, CAL FIRE and firefighters across the state have already responded to over 2,108 wildfires. CAL FIRE is asking residents to take the extra time to ensure that they are prepared for wildfires by maintaining a minimum of 100 feet of defensible space around every home and buildings on their property, and being prepared to evacuate if the time comes. Industrial-type burning may proceed if CAL FIRE officials inspect the burn site and issue a special permit. The suspension of burn permits for residential landscape debris does not apply to campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property. Campfires may be permitted if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland. A permit can be obtained at local fire stations or online at preventwildfireca.org, where you can find more ideas for how to be prepared.